Today, I'm going to show you the next step towards recovery. This step can be a hard one for many people, but it's worth it in the end. The step is to accept your intrusive thoughts and allow them to manifest in whatever way they appear. Instead of resisting them, you embrace them and allow them to be present. To show you how this works, I'm going to lead you through a short visualization exercise. It will help you put this method into practice. So find a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold and release. Once again, in through the nose. Hold and release out through the mouth. Keep breathing in this manner throughout the rest of this exercise. Now, think of one of your most troublesome, intrusive thoughts. Take that thought and turn it into a what-if statement, just like you learned yesterday. For example, what if I hurt a child? Or what if I lose control and start acting like a crazy person? Take your what-if statement and imagine it as a scenario in your mind. Now, this can be scary, but don't try to push it away. Do you have it? Okay, now picture your anxiety cartoon character in the scene. Remember that anxiety is giving you this thought. But you aren't going to let anxiety win. You aren't going to be bothered by this trick anxiety is trying to pull. You aren't taking its bait today. Tell anxiety, whatever. And then use one of the responses you prepared yesterday. I really want you to use your own statements that you prepared, but in case you need inspiration, here are some examples I used yesterday. Whatever, anxiety. I see that you're trying to scare me with that tired old trick. Nice try, but not today. Or, oh, whatever, anxiety. I'm not going to get hooked in by you anymore. Nope, not playing today. Sorry, too much to do. Whatever, anxiety. This thought is just my brilliant imagination mixed with nervous arousal. Or, come on, that old one again? Whatever, better luck tomorrow. Or maybe, whatever, anxiety. I see you are desperate trying to scare me about this thing I love so dearly in my life. But I'm not buying it. Are we done? Go ahead and say your response or one of my examples out loud if appropriate. Do that now. Remember, you're not being flippant or dismissive about the topic of the thought. Some topics you can't joke or be lighthearted about. What you are being dismissive of is anxiety's attempt to get a response out of you. You're being dismissive of the trick anxiety is playing to try and hook you into a state of fear. Okay, so far you have just practiced what you learned yesterday. The next step is to accept the intrusive thoughts and allow them to stay. Say, I accept and allow these intrusive thoughts. I accept and allow the anxious feeling these thoughts create. I accept and allow these intrusive thoughts. I accept and allow the anxious feeling these thoughts create. So, you've dismissed anxiety's attempt to bait you, and now you're allowing thoughts, as well as the nervous energy in your body and mind, to be present. You're embracing the discomfort you're feeling. Let it stay with you all day long. do not try to be rid of the thoughts. You are allowing them and the nervous discomfort you feel to remain with you all day if necessary. There can be days when the thoughts are more intense than ever and are not waning. And in that case, you can use an additional step here. You can demand more of them. This is actually a deeper level of acceptance. You might say something to anxiety like, "Well, that was a super inappropriate thought. It keeps popping up in my mind again and again. Well, okay then. I'm just going to keep thinking about it. All day long, I'll try and think of stranger and stranger thoughts like this. Come on, anxiety. Give me even more. Can't you do better than that?" Allow the scene in your mind to intensify. Imagine an even crazier scenario than the one anxiety placed in your head. Are you imagining it? It's scary, I know, but allow your mind to just go there. The thoughts can't hurt you. By asking more of anxiety and more of these thoughts, you are really taking back control. Instead of letting anxiety force its way into your mind, you are opening the door and demanding it come in. You are letting it stay as long as it needs, until eventually all its energy is spent. Stay with this until you feel your fear fade. Don't draw away from the thought too soon. If you try to move on from the intrusive thought before the anxiety has lessened, it might still rebound. If you stay with it until your body calms down and you feel less bothered, even better bored by the thought, that's when you know you've won. When you are ready, step away from the thoughts and focus back on your breath. Take one final breath in through the nose. Hold and release. Come back to the room and become aware of your surroundings again. This is a process you can practice more than once. You may want to come back to this recording and complete it again with a different intrusive thought and scenario in mind. After practicing it several times, you should be able to do it on your own without needing me to guide you. The more you practice allowing and embracing and demanding more, the more you dampen down the emotional impact of these intrusive thoughts. As mentioned, I want you to get to the point where an intrusive thought pops up and you've no fearful reaction to it at all. It becomes a curiosity, nothing more. You're just a witness of it. In the end, that's the goal. You may still experience intrusive thoughts, but you won't fear them anymore. Maybe this still seems impossible for you, but I know from experience that it works. I've seen so many people put these strategies into practice and find a level of freedom that they never dreamed was possible.